This is the cutting of the pinda. This is to help the person detach from all the elements of this world. So there are 21 pindas that are cut. And with each pinda, we chant a mantra. The mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. So together we will chant. So while we're in this material world, we are encased by this material body. And we're very identified with it. We're very attached to it. If someone says, "Who are you?" You say, "I am, you know, such and such from Calcutta. I am, you know." Actually, they had this nice interview. This person just went out like a reporter, and he said, "Who are you?" First question. And they said, "Such and such, such and such, I am such." And then he said, "Next question, who are you?" Oh my God. This is really... And then the next question was, where is the you? Which part of you is you? Is it the brain? Is it the body? What part is you? It was just in London. It was just getting everyone to be a little thoughtful. So when we leave this world, we must detach from the body. It's a forced attachment. But we can also assist to make it easier for the soul to go to higher destination. So together, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked series of questions when he was questioned by the Yaksha. Do you know that story? That he was the Pandavas, first Nakul, then Sahadev. They were thirsty, they were looking for water. And they come to this big, nice lake. And as Nakul first was asked, when he went to go drink the water, this ghostly or yaksha appeared. This yaksha was actually Dharmaraj in disguise. And he wanted to test his son Yudhishthira. So Nakul came, they said, "You cannot drink this water. If you drink this water, you will die. First you must answer my questions. Otherwise, if you drink this water, you will die." And Nakul was saying, "No, Kshatriyas, we don't ask. We just go." And so he drank the water and he died. Same thing, Sahadev. Same thing, Arjun. Same thing, Bhima. They all started to come there in turn. They saw the brothers, but they were all very parched, and they did not. But Yudhishthira, he answered the many, many, many questions of the Yaksha. They're like spiritual riddles, very difficult questions. And one question he asked, "What is the most shocking thing? What's the most amazing thing? Unbelievable thing in this world?" And he says, his answer was, that in this life we see my grandfather has died, my great-great-grandfather has died, my grandfather has passed. But nobody thinks I will leave this body. Nobody thinks. Yeah? That's, that happened to them. But we don't really think, I have to leave this body too. He said, that is a great, it's a very shocking thing, because we see everyone, where is my great-great-great-grandfather? So, very shocking. And so this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Does everyone here know who Ramanujacharya is from South India? He is the Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. So Ramanuja, his guru was told, "I'm going to give you a very, very powerful mantra that releases from all previous sins and grants one great piety, and even more importantly, gives one devotion, bhakti." But this is a very secret mantra. Don't tell anyone. If you disobey my order, you will go to hell. So what did Ramanuja do as soon as he was initiated into the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? He ran onto the rooftops and told everyone, "I have a wonderful mantra for you. This mantra is so potent and powerful. Everyone should have it. And so he was yelling from the rooftops, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So his guru heard, he was upset. He said, what is it? Why is he doing that? This rascal, you know. And he said, he spoke to Ramanuja, and Ramanuja said, yes, I understand. I will go to hell, but everyone else will be liberated. So for that, I would gladly go. And he said, okay, you have understood. You have my blessing. So we will continue our pinda cutting of this powerful mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So as with anything that is not material, anything that is spiritual, the more you do it, the better it gets. Nasate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata. The quality of material things is matter is always getting old. The body gets old. The stories in the newspaper get old. How long do you keep the newspaper? Ramayana is a million-year-old story. Never gets old. And the more you read it, the better it gets. So the more you chant, actually you personally experience that the name of God, Hari Naam, it gets better, does not become stale. Every movie, every TV show, every mundane novel, it just gets old. You don't want to see it over and over and over and over again. The only time you go back is because the memory gets old so you can again watch it. The mind is getting old. That's the only reason that you can watch again. Otherwise, it loses its flavor. The law of diminishing returns, so entropy. But the spiritual quality is something different. It is anandam bhuti vardhanam. It is ever increasingly blissful.
Nadia. Nadia go dhrume nityananda mahajan.
Pati ache nam hata jivir karan. Shadavan jan he, shadavan jan he. What is the line? He says, so he is going begging door to door. He says, Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dana pran. We have so many nice bhajans in Bengali.
Hare Krishna.
So where is our friend Rukmini?
Rukmini, your story coming.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in the 7th chapter, that every ceremony should have some mantra, some instruction. And so we'll have a little story of little Rukmini. We have little Rukmini here. We have a story of big Rukmini. So Rukmini, Hare Krishna, I have a question for you. Have you ever cried before?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yes. Only 5 years old. My daughter is also 5 years old. You want to see her picture? This, I'll show you. So, this story is when Rukmini was not five, but when she was big. She was already married, and she was married to Krishna. One day, look, that is my five-year-old. Yes. It is in July. August, yeah. Yep. So, Rukmini was crying. And so Krishna said, Devi, oh my Devi, why are you crying? And Devi means goddess. Yes. So Rukmini says to Krishna, I am crying because I am very sad for you. But why should someone be sad for Krishna? Krishna is the most beautiful. Krishna is the most powerful. Krishna is the most intelligent. We may own a toy or a house, but Krishna owns all the universes. God is the Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. And He's the great friend of all living entities, Surhidam Sarva Bhutanam. Some kids say they're 5 years old. So, Krishna was wondering, why is she crying, feeling sad for me? Krishna is Atmarama. He is fully self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. So why would Krishna, why should be crying for Krishna? And she says, well, I feel sorry for you, Krishna, because your devotee gets more happiness than I think you have. Your devotee gets more ananda than you experience in serving you. So, from servant and master, the servant of Krishna gets more bliss. So you are missing out. I feel so sad for you. She says, I'm more attached to my service than to you. She's telling Krishna. So Krishna is hearing this. And as he is listening to Rukmini's story, her reason for crying, Krishna's skin starts to change color. So what color is Krishna? He is blackish blue, like a dark monsoon cloud or Vatasi flower. Vatasi is the flax flower. Yes, like a dark gray blue cloud. Krishna is like a dark rain cloud, and his brother is like a fresh spring cloud, Balaram. But Krishna's skin went from blue to golden yellow just by thinking about what she's saying. So as he is thinking about this, his whole body becomes transformed to this beautiful golden yellow. Who also has a golden yellow complexion? Gaurangi, Hemangi. Who has that complexion? Anybody know? There's one person, and she is here in this room. Her name is Srimati Radharani. So Krishna started to have this skin color of Radharani. And then there was a loud knock on the door. It was a very loud knock. The person who was behind the door was obviously in trouble. He was feeling very troubled. So Krishna opened the door, and who was behind the door? It was Narada Muni. Do you know Narada Muni? Oh, he's very fun. Narada Muni he goes all around the universe. He can fly in the sky. He can fly in outer space. He is known as a transcendental. He's a boy. And he has orange robes. And he carries a veena. And he plays it. Radhika Ramana Name. He sings the name. Narada Muni Bhajai Veena. Radhika Ramana Name. So he travels throughout the universe unobstructed as the transcendental spaceman. Now, he is a rishi. He is known as Deva Rishi Narad. He is a rishi amongst all the devas. So rishis are very smart. So Narada, he was so smart. He knew that in Kali Yuga, people will do very bad things. They'll do very bad things. But very bad things. He knew that in Kali Yuga, people would kill animals and eat them. That is a very sad thing. Because if something is helpless, if it cannot speak for itself, then it is our duty to give protection. Like a baby cannot protect itself, we have to protect the baby. The unborn baby cannot protect himself, herself. We have to protect the baby. And similarly, the animals, who is there to protect them? We must be their protector. Krishna is known as Gopal, protector of the cows. Of all animals, the cow is most dear to Krishna because it is very motherly, it is very affectionate. Actually, we have cows that have not even been mothers, yet they're giving milk. Because milk is a product of affection. Any mothers here? Raise your hand if you're a mother. So when the baby cries, say you have your new baby and the baby cries, what happens to your body? Milk starts to flow. Just by hearing the baby cry, milk starts to flow. So milk is a product of affection. So cows are very affectionate creatures. And they're actually arranged by God to work with humanity. It is a symbiotic relationship. Like the alligator who picks, the bird who picks the alligator's teeth. The cows and humans are meant to work together. You know, in Japan, they did not kill the cow. Cow was considered sacred in Japan. It was until the Americans came. They even were not even milk drinkers, but they understood the sacred position of the cow. So they did not kill the cow. So Narada Muni, he could see, oh, in Kali Yuga, people will be doing horrible things. They'll be eating meat. What meat means? Animals. Which is a very sad thing. To eat meat means some mother had lost their child. Some brother had lost their sister. Some child has lost their mother. Therefore, it is a very sad thing. People will be doing lots of crime, all kinds of horrible things. So Narada Muni felt very afraid. Not only afraid, he felt sad for the people who perform such deeds. Because what happens if you do something bad? Somebody tell me. We'll ask this gentleman right here. Come. This boy here. What is your name? What is your name? Adiraj. Nice to meet you. So a question for you. What happens if you do something bad? Does anything happen? Like if you do something bad, can you get away with it? Yes. You feel bad. But some people don't, they just, I don't care my feelings. If I can make extra money, yes, I rob the bank. Isn't it? So what happens, Adiraj? There's something called karma. Means if you do something bad, then after you die, in your next life, you have to experience suffering. For example, if someone eats an animal, in their next life, they're born as the animal. And they get to become the one who's eaten. So that is very sad. Narada Muni, he saw this. Actually, do you know what the word for meat is in Sanskrit? Anybody know that word? The Sanskrit word? What is it? Starts with the M. Mamsa. Very good. So Mamsaha, what does that mean? Mam means me. Saha means he. Mamsaha means Next life, I will be in your shoes. Mamsaha, we will switch places. So Narada Muni was so much in anxiety. He was thinking, how can people be protected from their karma in Kali Yuga? There's so much pap. There's so much sin. And so what did Krishna tell Narada? Krishna told Narada, oh, you have to hear what Rukmini just said. She was saying that she was crying and she was saying she feels sad for me. And Narada Muni was like, no, no, no. You have to answer my question. My question is about Kali Yuga, not about Rukmini's tears. He said, no, no, you have to hear what Rukmini said. And Narada Muni was like, no, no, I want to hear what can be done for Kali Yuga. Now, those of you who just walked in, Rukmini was crying. And she felt bad for Krishna. She says, Krishna, you don't have the best deal. The devotee who serves you has the better position than you because they experience more happiness than you ever experienced in your whole existence. The devotee who serves you gets the best. And so Krishna, hearing this, he turned golden like Radharani. So Krishna told Narada, actually, Rukmini's insight is the answer to your question. He said, Narada, do you remember many thousands of years ago when you wanted to get my Mahaprasad? He said, yes, yes. So many thousands of years ago, in the spiritual world, you had Narada. And Krishna has a very good friend. His name is Uddhava. He looks just like Krishna. And Krishna even gives him his clothes. They share clothes together. Do you ever do that with your friends? Sometimes your friend might wear your t-shirt. So Krishna and Uddhava, they look so similar. And so Narada and Uddhava were speaking about devotional service, bhakti yoga. What they like to do for Krishna. And so Narada, what does Narada like to do? Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni says, I love singing bhajans. I can travel from one planet to the other just singing bhajans. Flying through outer space just singing bhajans. I feel such ecstasy when singing bhajans, Narada Muni is saying. And then Uddhava says, but you know what is really nectar? Amrit. What is really wonderful? What is most wonderful is when you get Mahaprasadam directly from Krishna's plate. When you get that Mahaprasadam right off of Lord Vishnu's plate, he had just has eaten and there is some left over. When you get that, that is the most nectar. And Narada Muni is feeling a little sad. Narada is thinking, well, I've been serving Krishna for millions of years, but I have never had that nectar. I never had the food directly off of Krishna's plate. I wish I could get some of Mahaprasad right off of Lord Vishnu's plate. So Narada went to Lakshmi Devi. And Narada began serving her with great affection, with great attention. For thousands of years. And Lakshmi Devi in return said, my dear Narada, you're serving me so wonderfully. Is there some kind of boon I can give you? Something I can do for you? Narada says, yes. I just want one thing. The prasad right off of Lord Vishnu's plate. She said, oh my God. The Lord told me not to give to anyone, but I will grant your request. Now Lord Vishnu told Lakshmi Devi, don't give people my Mahaprasad, because they become full of prema, and then I become their servant. So don't give it out. This is a very special secret. Don't give to anyone. Because Krishna, he comes to serve his devotees. You see, he's carrying the shoes of Nanda to him. So Narada, Lakshmi Devi, in turn, in the same way, like Narada, served Lord Vishnu with extra attention, extra affection, in such a way, for many thousands of years, that the Lord said, my dear Devi, you're serving me so wonderfully. Is there some boon I can grant you? Something I can offer you? She said, actually, I have a problem. Sudarshan Chakra! Lakshmi Devi has a problem. Yes, sir, what can I do? She said, actually, it is your devotee. My devotee is giving you problems? That is very odd. He said, well, your devotee Narada asked me to grant something you said not to do, to give your Mahaprasad. She said, okay, you can do after some time. Take some Mahaprasad from my plate when I'm not looking. Whatever that means. Krishna is seeing everything, but for Leela, he may not, you know, have some pastime. Actually, one time, there, little tiny story, very tiny, tiny story. Narada Muni was in Dwarka. How many palaces of Krishna does have in Dwarka? How many queens of Krishna are there? Is it just one? Is Rukmini the only one? Sixteen 16,108, and each queen has their own palace, and each queen has their own Krishna, because he multiplied his forms to appear in 16,108 forms, and in each palace Krishna was doing something different. So Narada Muni was going to each palace, and every time he would see Krishna, Krishna would say, oh, good morning, how are you doing today? But he just saw him earlier. So Narada Muni thinks it's very funny. Now, something Kshatriyas will do is a Kshatriya will sometimes go into disguise and go into the city and see what is going on in the city. What is the mentality of the people? What are their problems? What things can be solved? How? What do they talk about the government? See, what is the situation? So Narada, he thought it was really funny. Krishna is in disguise, in the role of a Kshatriya, investigating what is going on in the city. But Krishna is in everyone's heart anyway. So he doesn't need to do that, but it was really funny. He started laughing. So back to the story. So Lakshmi Devi gave Mahaprasadam to Narada. Narada took that prasad, and it was so amazing, so wonderful. He started dancing in ecstasy and singing. When you're very happy, sometimes you feel like dancing. Then, What is some other thing you might do if you have just got something so wonderful? What are things you might do? Share with, well, one thing you might want to tell someone too. You want to call your brother, somebody, tell someone, oh my God, this is so wonderful. So Narada Muni, he went to see his brother. Who's Narada's brother? Shivji, Lord Shiva. So Narada Muni went to see Lord Shiva, his dear brother. And where does Lord Shiva live? Kailash Mountain. So he went dancing and singing all the way to Kailash. And he told his brother, oh, my dear brother, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. After so many years, I finally got the Mahaprasadam right off of Krishna's plate, Lord Vishnu's plate. He didn't listen to you, Narada. He didn't listen to you. He just told him. He didn't share with him. So Narada, Lord Shiva was like, that's nice. You didn't bring any for your brother? And Narada Muni felt so embarrassed and sad. But Lord Shiva noticed Narada in his ecstasy. He didn't even wash his hands. You know? In India, we learn how to be clean. You wash your hands before you eat. You wash your hands after you eat. In Europe, few hundred years ago, there were people that, you might not believe me, but showered not once a week, not once a month, once a year. That's where the statement, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, is from that community, the French community, were once a year during the springtime, because they felt that if you bathe, you're going to get sick. So once a year, one bathtub, whole family, first father, then mother, then brother, then brother, then brother, then sister, then sister, then finally the baby in such water. And you could lose the baby. It's like black water. So don't throw the baby out with the bath water. But in India, it has a very nice culture of cleanliness. Everyone learns to be clean. So, but Narada, he was in such ecstasy, he didn't wash his hand. And he had some rice or something on his hand. So Lord Shiva immediately grabbed his hand and took that and popped it in his mouth. And Lord Shiva, he began to dance. Now, what happens when Lord Shiva dances? What happens when Lord Shiva dances? Pralaya. Complete devastation. He begins to destroy the universe with his dancing. So Mother Earth, Goddess Bhumi, comes running to Parvati. Parvati, your husband is trying to kill me. He is going to destroy me. This is not the time for palaya. This is not the time for devastation. What is he doing? So, Parvati, she goes to her husband. Prabhuji. But he's doing his dance. Prabhu! Prabhuji! He's doing his dance, you know? Prabhu! Then Shiva, and he says, why did you do that? I was dancing in ecstasy of Krishna praying. Narada, he gave me Mahaprasadam and I was dancing in ecstasy. Why did you break my meditation? Look at Bhumi, you're destroying her. She's wondering, why are you destroying her? Your dance is too destructive. And Prabhuji, don't you know your wife is your better half? You didn't save me any Mahaprasad? So now Lord Shiva, he reacts very sarcastically with Parvati. He says, oh Bhavani, goddess of material things, material world, you don't know about this. Oh, you don't want to make her angry. So she starts flaming up. My other name is Vaishnavi. And I am a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. I vow, if I get any prasad, I will give to everyone. Even the dogs will get prasad. Everyone will get prasad. So she was becoming more and more angry. And then Lord Vishnu appeared. Shanti, Shanti. He told her, actually this is my arrangement. See, I will actually appear in Kali Yuga in the mood, taking the role of my own devotee. I will even take the golden yellow complexion of Srimati Radharani and I will appear by the name of Gauranga. So everyone, Gauranga! Oh, you have to try that one again. Gauranga! Oh, again, one more time. We'll give you one more shot. Gauranga! So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will come in the mood of my own devotee. And I will distribute through Krishna Nam, Krishna Prema to everyone. Irregardless of qualification. Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very merciful. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, first you surrender unto me. And I will free you of all pap. He demands this surrender. But Krishna, in the role of his devotee, he gives such protection without demanding surrender. He says, simply you just call the name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 1 second. So he said, Lord Shiva, you will appear as Advaitacharya. I heard this word in the bhajan, Shantipur. Advaitacharya is from Shantipur. And from Advaitacharya, Sita Thakurani will be the wife, which would be Parvati. And both of you, Advaitacharya, you will pray and call my avatar to appear in Kali Yuga. And also, my dear Parvati, you'll be also known as Bimala Devi. If you any of you have been to Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Puri is in the Guinness World Records as having the largest kitchen in the world. They feed hundreds and thousands of people daily. But in Jagannath Puri, everyone gets prasad. The dogs, the cats, the cows, everyone gets Mahaprasad. All that prasad that is offered to Jagannath is then offered to Bimala Devi. And from Bimala Devi is distributed to everyone. So in this way, Krishna is fulfilling her desire to give prasad to everyone. So this is the story of Rukmini's tears. So Krishna told Narada, so in this way, you're worrying about these sins of Kali Yuga. But actually, not just the sin, but the hearts of the masses will become changed. People will not like to sin if they simply chant the holy name of Krishna. And so Krishna will come and introduce this chanting, which is transformative. It changes the heart. So everyone can chant a little. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sab log bol, everyone, loudly, with your hearts. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, So we ask all of you that are here, some of you might have come a little bit later, just recently. We're performing the Shraddha ceremony for Devavrata Prabhu, this gentleman's father, and also we're performing the Shraddha ceremony for Rajesh Shah, this gentleman's brother. So all of you, please offer your prayers on their behalf. You can also offer the punya, the credit, and all the piety from this ceremony. You say, please, offer that to these dear fellows. Krishna is very kind. He's especially to his devotees. But he's also very attentive to the prayers of his devotees. So although both of them are very exalted souls, Krishna becomes very attentive. All of you are here offering your blessings, so that gives extra help to achieve the best destinations. So you can please offer that. There, if any of you have heard of the Gita Mahatmya, Gita Mahatmya is a book spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati. about the glories of the Bhagavad Gita. And he has a special story for each chapter, how someone achieved miraculous results, miraculous liberation, or different situations related to the chanting of that chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So once there was a man who had a bull, a crippled man who overworked this bull. This bull was worked to the point of utter exhaustion. And one day the bull collapsed in the middle of a marketplace and was dying. All the people, seeing the plight of the bull, came around the bull and offered their heartfelt wishes. They say, if I have done anything well today, if or in my life, please give some of my piety to this bull who is now suffering. So everyone was there. But in the assembly was one prostitute. The prostitute thought, I don't know if I've ever done anything good in my life. But my dear Lord, if there's anything good I have done, please offer that credit to this poor suffering bull. So the bull left its body and went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj told the bull, you are completely free from all sins. Actually, I believe his story prior to being a bull, he was a brahmana, but he was actually very greedy and behaved very badly. But in this interview with Yamaraj, he said, actually, you've become free from all sin. And you will take birth in a nice, very saintly family. All to do to the pious credits of a prostitute. So, he took birth in this family, but he was Shrutidhar, means he had the special power that he could remember his past life. Krishna sometimes gives this benediction. There is a UNT, University of North Texas study on people who have past life remembrances. Thousands of cases of verified information that could not be known by such people. So he sought out this lady. As soon as he came to age, as he was a little older, he went to see that lady and said, you know, actually, you saved my life. I was that bull. And by your pious credit, you have freed me from that situation and given me a very nice birth in the family of very saintly people. What do you do? How do you have such punya? She said, you know, well, I have this parrot. And this parrot is always singing something. I also sing along with it. You have to talk to that parrot. Now, in previous yugas, you had animals that could speak. So he went to the parrot. He says, what is going on here? What is it that you're doing? The parrot said, I had my previous life. I lived a very sinful life. And I was born as a parrot. And I lost my mother and father. But some nice sages, some brahmanas found me and they took care of me. And I stayed in the ashram. And in the ashram, they're always chanting these shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. So I would sing along. And I learned a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And I would sing it every day with all the people. Then one day, some thieves came and they kidnapped me and they sold me to this lady. And so the lady said, I sing this every day And by that credit, you have been granted such a wonderful birth. So all of you are singing Bhagavad Gita, not even by accident. You're doing it on purpose, even better. Singing Krishna's name, singing Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we can imagine that whoever gets this blessing from all of you is going to be in a fortunate situation. So, Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Thank you for your assistance. Hare Krishna. So we're going to go with the families. We're going to go outside and do Jiva Seva, where we take that prasad that has been offered to the departed souls and to the ancestors, and that is distributed in the grass, so that it becomes Jiva Seva. So not only you're serving Krishna, you're serving the brahmanas, you're serving the devotees, but you also serve all living entities. Maybe some bird will come, some squirrel will come, something, and eat that prasad. You know, or even a little insect will come. And then you get everyone's blessings. Hare Krishna.